Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all new, brand new Russell Wortham show coming to you live, commercial free from my super secret bat cave. Folks, we're back in the middle of greatness. Big, huge show. And today, before we get into that, welcome on in. If you are new here, or if you've been here before, come on in, kick your feet up, get something cool to drink. It is scorching out there, folks. It is scorching in the Batcave today. But we persevere. And this is, of course, your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So, again, come on in. Let's just have some fun. This week, man, this week is stacked. We are going to be talking here in mere moments. We're going to be talking about NXT, the semifinals for the women's championship is pretty much in the books. We'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about Battleground coming up on Saturday. And then talking about Night of Champions coming up on Sunday from Saudi Arabia. So, we've got a lot going on. Before we get into the main event, I just wanted to say a very special thank you to everybody who listens to this program. I am now in 32 countries. That is mind-blowing to me. I am extraordinarily, extraordinarily grateful for everybody that has taken a chance and who has listened to me on a weekly basis. So I'm very grateful to everybody. I'm grateful to everybody that has helped me, either with giving me critique or just general help. I'm very grateful to everybody that has helped with this here podcast. Also, I'd be very, very, very remiss if I did not mention, and this just came across the wire, about 10, 15 minutes ago, that Tina Turner has passed away. I was shocked. I was just absolutely in shock. I was like, what? What? Okay. So, it's really sad that I have to announce that. She was a true original. She was absolutely amazing what she, you know, could do. And, wow. Absolutely just straight up. All right. Now, as promised from, last week, I was going to, give you guys more context on Superstar Billy Graham with the whole hip surgery, and then kind of go from there. So, to give you guys the timeline, now, the surgery itself was televised in September of 1987. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I'm serious. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then One Man Gang splashed him. Now, I thought he came off the top rope. I couldn't quite remember that part. But he just kind of, you know, bounced off the ropes and splashed on to Billy Graham a couple of times, and, you know, just kind of called it, you know, called it good. But Billy Graham had training montage and, the whole bit. And apparently, Billy Graham's last match was against the Natural Butch Reed in November of 1987. So it was fairly quick, like August, surgery. September, televised. October, he gets splashed. And in November of 1987, he had his last match. And the dude... Apparently, the math checks out. Dude was 44. Let me say that again. Superstar Billy Graham was 44 when he retired. Now, if you put things into context and you say, oh, okay, well, that's kind of like, all right, well, he was in his mid-40s. Okay, mid-40s for 1980s and mid-40s in 2023 are two totally different things. If you were in your mid-40s when you when you were wrestling back in the 80s, people thought you were over the hill. People honestly thought that you were over the hill. Heck, if you were even approaching 40 when you were wrestling, people thought, that's not gonna quite work. But now you've got Rey Mysterio, you've got Edge, you've got AJ Styles, who put on a banger, just an absolute banger of a match to see who would go on to Saudi Arabia to challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship. There we go. A lot of people have called it the consolation belt, myself included. But, so that's kind of a bit of context with Billy Graham. Right. So I will be back with the main event. We will go over the semifinals, the NXT Women's Tournament. We'll talk about Battleground. We'll talk about Night of Champions. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Now for the main event.
All right, folks, and in this week's main event, like I said, we're going to be starting off with NXT and the semifinals to the Women's Championship Tournament. Of course, Indy Hartwell had to relinquish the title when she got called up to the main roster. And it's been a heck of a tournament. It honestly has. It really, really, really has. Some surprises, actually. So, first up was Lyra Valkyria versus Cora Jade. Lyra, last week, I said that she got lucky. And I still stand by that. I think that Lyra got lucky in her win. But this week, Lyra was more... engaged. She was more dominant. She really took Cora Jade apart rather quickly, or fairly quickly, which was kind of a shock. I was like, whoa, you just took down Cora Jade. Like, what? Now, I know that they had other matches to go through. Especially Roxy Perez versus Tiffany Stratton and Nathan Frazer versus Noam Dar. How awesome is that? That Noam Dar is in NXT. Oh, goodness. You want to talk about a swarm of heel? Oh, my gosh. But yeah, absolutely just fantastic. But anyways, getting back to the tournament. So Cora lost. She picked up her black kendo stick, whacked Lyra Valkyria on the knee, and we'll see what happens with that going forward. Next up with was Roxy Perez versus Tiffany Stratton. Now, a lot of people, myself included, because I'm starting to really get high on Tiffany Stratton. She's so athletic. I really appreciate her hard work, her dedication. And boy, I'm not saying, you know, fill in the blank deserves it. Oh, fill in the blank deserves it. Tiffany Stratton has put in the work. She really has. She has grown by leaps and bounds. And I think she has a very, very bright future. Like I said, she has star written all over her. She really does. I don't really like the whole mean girl act. I don't like the whole mean girl act. I just think, well, first of all, that's kind of dated and all that. But second, build off of your athleticism, not dissing people every other sentence. That just, that doesn't work for me. But Tiffany Stratton got the jobber entrance. Now, what's the jobber entrance? It's basically, they don't televise your entrance. You just are already in the ring. And the idea is that if you're already in the ring, you've already lost. It doesn't happen all the time, but that's usually what happens with the jobber's entrance. Again, like I said, Tiffany Stratton, she's so athletic. I mean, she got out of a headlock, for Pete's sake, with a cartwheel. What? My gosh. But not to be outdone, Roxy Perez, she's got just a nice, deep arm drag. I mean, she reminds me so much of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I mean, he had just a gorgeous arm drag. He got super low to the ground, you know, when he whipped person's arm around, and Tiffany, Roxy, sorry, Roxy, same thing. I mean, she got super low and just flung over Tiffany Stratton. It was rather impressive. Roxanne Perez was in control for, I'd say, 90% of the match. And then she went for Pop Rocks. I like the move. It's basically, you know, a Canadian destroyer. But my problem with Roxy, and this is not a problem with her per se, okay? So, don't hate me on this. My problem with Roxy using Pop Rocks is it takes a bit for her to pull off the move. I'm not saying that she's not comfortable doing Pop Rocks. Obviously, she is. But, I mean, she hesitates, and it's like, okay, yes, your goal is to be safe. Your goal is to keep your opponent safe. you have each other's lives literally in each other's hands when you're in the ring. So you have to protect each other. That is fine. But it just feels like it takes a minute, figuratively speaking, to get Pop Rocks off. And so that was Roxy's downfall. She went for Pop Rocks. She got flung off. She got clotheslined on the top rope. And then Tiffany Stratton did. I don't know what you call this, but I mean, it's basically a triple jump moonsault. I mean, it was just wow. I mean, she jumps, you know, to the bottom rope and then to the middle and then to the top. And then she does this gorgeous moonsault. Wow, that was absolutely amazing. And so Tiffany Stratton wins. So that is NXT for this week. Again, there were more matches. There were more matches, but I'm just dealing with all the tournament stuff until, well, really, the end of the week, and then we'll go from there. Right. So let's see if I can do NXT Battleground. There we go. Courtesy of good folks over at Wikipedia. And the matches. I mean, this is a stacked card for everybody in Massachusetts on Saturday. This is going to be a stacked card. So, oh no, my apologies. It's on Sunday. I thought it was on Saturday. My apologies. I really thought it was. I really thought that it was Saturday, but apparently, that's on Sunday. So my apologies, but getting back to the card. Again, stacked card. You got Carmelo Hayes, the NXT champion with Trick Williams, versus Bron Breakker in rematch. They had a heck of a match at Stand and Deliver, where Carmelo beat Bron, but Bron has just been on a rampage since. So we'll see what happens with that. A lot of people, myself included, thought, okay, well, if Bron is going to lose, that means, hey, he's going to go up to the main roster. And then he didn't go up to the main roster. And it's like, okay. So we'll see what happens with that. That should be a heck of a match. In fact, I'm going to call it right now. That is going to be the match of the night. It just is. Got Lyra Valkyria versus Tiffany Stratton in the finals. NXT Women's Championship. That should be a good match. Noam Dar, the British Heritage Cup, the NXT Heritage Cup champion, versus Dragon Lee in a British Rounds rules match. 6 rounds, 3 minutes apiece. It is, you know, and you have to win 2 out of 3 falls. I mean, that is a huge task. If you've never watched a British Rounds match, you are going to be in for a treat. Good heavens. Next up, now this is a multi-person match, so I will share with you a prediction on this match. It's Wes Lee, the current North American champion, versus Tyler Bate versus Joe Gacy. This is a bit of an odd pairing. It's a bit of an odd match. Joe Gacy, I mean, he is he is really underrated. I really think he is just so underrated. But to have this match, it just feels like kind of a weird thrown together match. Who do I think is going to win? Look, I like Joe Gacy. I love Tyler Bate. But I think that this is Wes Lee's title to lose. I really think that Wes Lee could win. Here's the problem, though. If Wes Lee does win, it kind of feels like, okay, so now what? He's not had the title as long as, let's say, a Roman Reigns. But at some point, you got to think, okay, well, you've beaten everybody on the roster. What you going to do? So, I believe that Wes Lee will win. Ilya Dragunov versus Dijak. Last man standing match. I like it, but I hate it. I like it because I like last man standing matches. I hate it because they've only had one match. And so it's just like, it hasn't built. It hasn't built and built and built to where, you know what, this is the only way we can settle our difference is either, you know, in a steel cage or Hell in a Cell or last man, last woman standing. They've only had one match. I don't know. I just don't understand that. Finally, you've got Gallus, Mark Coffey, and Wolfgang with Joe Coffey versus the Creed brothers, Brutus and Julius Creed, for the NXT Tag Team Championships. That's going to be a banger. Give that to me all day long. Right. So, next up, we go to Saudi Arabia. This will be on Saturday. Let's see if I can find this out. So, it'll be Saturday. Let's see, night of Champions 2023, and Stu Image, so this is actually going to be a early start on Saturday. It is going to be 10 a.m. here in the Batcave, 1 o'clock for everybody on the East Coast, and then, if I've done my math right, for good folks over in the UK, that is going to start at 6 p.m. That is going to be an awesome event only on Peacock and the WWE Network everywhere else. in the world. So getting back to Night of Champions, we've got a big, huge card. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, versus AJ Styles for the World Heavyweight Championship. This is going to be match of the year candidate. This is going to be a match of the year candidate. And I hope this goes on last. I sincerely doubt that it'll go on last. But I would like to see it go on last. Because, yeah. You got Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Of course, Cody won at Backlash. And now Brock is coming for his revenge at Night of Champions. Got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Bloodline of Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, with Paul Heyman. Now, interesting. Coming up to the Saudi Arabia event, I thought, okay, well, they're just going to get the title off of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, because, well, Sami at the time was not exactly welcomed in Saudi Arabia, and Kevin Owens, because he's Sami Zayn's best friend, said, you know what, if you can't go, I won't go. And it was just kind of like, yeah, okay, I get this. And so I just Googled it the other day, like literally the other day, and I said, how is this match possible? Apparently, Saudi Arabia and Syria have made up. And so, I'm not saying that they're besties, not saying that they're best friends, but they have made up. But that'll be a heck of a match. You've got, Gunther Walter. I will always call him Walter. I don't like name changes just for the sake of name changes. But Walter versus Mustafa Ali for the Intercontinental Championship. This will be interesting because Walter has been just dominant. He's been dominating. He has captured the imagination of people. He was final two in the Royal Rumble. I mean, come on. That's pretty insane. But Mustafa Ali is kind of coming out of the woodwork. And we'll see if he has the opportunity to actually win this match. But we'll see what happens. Bianca Belair versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. Folks, get ready to have Bianca Belair booed out of her shorts. I mean, she is going to be booed. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe it's the whole, you know, dominant champion, you know, we don't really like that you've had the title for, you know, over a year type thing. But we'll see what happens. She got booed, just unmercifully booed at Backlash when she was facing off against Io Shirai, Io Sky, I should say. And that was a bit of a shock. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then next up, you got Rhea Ripley versus Natty Neidhart Wilson for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This is going to be a good match. Don't sleep on Natty. Do not sleep on Natty. She can go. She can go in the ring. I know it, and I don't want to be offensive to Natty, but I know that she's achieved essentially gatekeeper status of, look, I'm going to be kind of like, you know, the person that if they can get past me, they're good. If they can't, you might want to send them back. Rhea Ripley, Rhea Ripley has been just killing it since, you know, since WrestleMania. I don't think she's going to lose. This is not a prediction, okay? This is not a prediction. It's a spoiler. I don't think she's going to lose because she's only had the title for, what, a couple months now? Or not even a couple months. I mean, in June, it'll be a couple months, but she just won it just last month at WrestleMania. So, but don't sleep on Natty. Do not sleep on Natty. Finally, Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. That's going to be just a banger of a match as well. So, that is the main event. Now, before we close out with the thank yous, I just wanted to share with you guys today. So, I'm going to try to squeeze in Backlash. It's going to be a watch-along. I'm going to have to break it up into three different parts. But hopefully we can get through that. All right. I will be back with the thank yous, and then we will wrap this up.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Finally, for this week, thank yous. And as always, thank you to everyone who has listen to the show, who has believed in me, who has helped me. I'm grateful to everybody, everybody over at Cultaholic, everybody over at OneStopWrestling.com, especially the person that I like to call the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith, for allowing me to be a part of that group. Thank you to Envato Elements and in specifics to Texas Brother for use of their music. So that's the thank yous. That's everything for this week, folks. So I will be back next week. We will recap everything from both Night of Champions and, of course, Battleground. But until then, this is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.